Hi, I am Livniostik at the Princess and the Platypus Foundation, located in Los Angeles, California, USA. Let's discuss on the chicken project. Being a newfound steward of Princess Diana's legacy comes with its fair share of responsibility and an incredible amount of surprise from individuals all over the world. Many of the items that I have purchased over the years, the Versace dress, the Carolyn Charles dress, and various keepsakes from her lifetime, have been preserved and cared for in collaboration with the Queen Mary and the Kensington Palace. Additionally, many of the items that have been sent to me have been cared for by others and graciously gifted my way. Recently, as I develop the Princess Plus the Platypus Foundation and the Diana exhibit, future location TBD, I have been purchasing items from Diana's lifetime, from private collectors that are interested in the Princess Plus the Platypus Foundation mission and our cause. Often, these purchases help elevate their respective cause in return. Dear Renee, we are so excited for our new project. Let us share a little with you. We have just started with our first chicken business for a family in the Philippines. This family was unfortunately a very sad case. The husband had given up as he watched his family waste away in front of him. Everyone in his family was malnourished and desperate to say the least. After we met and spoke with the family in need, two of our team members visited to take them food and discuss their long-term sustainable needs. They soon became our first chicken family in their area of the Philippines. They were beyond happy. On our second visit, they were overjoyed with tears of appreciation and gratitude, excited about the future of a reliable food source for their family and neighbors. Currently, they are working on building their hen houses and the surrounding area to house the chickens that we will provide them with. Additionally, they will breed the chickens and sell the eggs they do not eat so they can purchase other food items to sustain their family. They have also built a small roadside stall with a palm leaf roof to sell the eggs when they are ready. The husband was so overjoyed that he can now provide for his family. As a forward, we have done chicken and cow projects in Africa, and seed programs as well. And, as a result, a number of groups now proudly look after themselves. We have also done tea trolleys in India for individuals where chickens do not go down so well. We will be visiting India next year to work on some new projects, too. We will be doing more chicken projects this year, and also goats for milk, meat and breeding, and also cows, too. Our goal is to visit 740 Filipino families in the mountains soon and start laying down some plans for their food consumption and sustainability. We also want to build a school room in the area with a kitchen so we can feed children and get their needs met. We love to meet with area families and learn what they are capable of on their own. We like to identify individuals that are too old and pair them up with younger people to do the work in exchange. This is the type of thing that makes these projects work. We are so excited about this long-term Vision Plus project. We, like you, have a deep passion for helping others. Yes, it is hard sometimes, but when we see the tears of joy in these beautiful humans, we get over our struggle and know that just a little help makes a huge difference in their lives. We thank you for your support, Renee, and look forward to all that we can do. Thank you and visit my website www.theprincessandtheplatypus.org and call or WhatsApp me on my mobile number 1-323-375-4027.